Shit! Woo! With that, another session has started. We are the High 502 guys, located in the crown jewel of Clallam County. To my left is Tino, to my other left is Justin. I'm Clock. What up?
Hang with my dogs in the nighttime. You know what it is, High 502, baby. Another episode, we're bringing it back with some more fire. We got a blunt being smoked right now. And what's in that blunt, sir?
Oh, man, this is a blunt from Canna Organics. I rolled the blunt, but
it'll sell blunts.
Creme Rosé number 2. It dropped yesterday.
I've been waiting.
Yum, yum.
I've heard a lot.
And I got a grape swisher to accentuate the grape flavor of the Creme Rosé number 2. And it is delicious.
Sir, I've been reading reviews. I've been looking up on this sequential drop of Creme Rosé. I've been waiting for it because I heard Canna Organics had some new strains coming out. And I said, I got to get me some of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finally smoking two, not one, but two new flavors that dropped out.
Flavor Friday. Ooh. We love it.
We got Wedding Cake, which we'll smoke. In a little bit, I got a joint rolled up, and we have the blunt of the Creme Rosé.
I will say, some of you listeners may have already smoked the wedding cake because Canna Organics did one run of it.
That's true.
What, like 4 months ago?
Yep.
Yeah, about 4 months ago, and it was a very limited run. It only went to so many places.
Yeah.
I had the privilege of smoking a pre-roll of it, but it's just not the same. Mm-mm. You know, you gotta have that bud. You gotta break it down. You gotta play with it a little bit. So I'm really excited for this wedding cake because it is an eighth of wedding cake flour.
What he brought to the damn show tonight, boys and girls.
And how much was this your purchase?
So when I went and got the creme rosé, I got a quarter of it. I asked her what the price was before my discount, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I spent a little bit more than we normally spend. We usually go in for $40. I spent about $52. But
the people are mad at you.
And I asked her what it was before, and she says about $70.
Wow.
For that quarter of really fire wheat.
$10 a gram?
$10 a gram.
No big deal.
That's not bad.
As you know, the High 502 guys, every 2 weeks we take our paycheck. On payday, we take $40 and we go into the rec market for you. We pick up $40 worth of premium cannabis and we bring it back to the High 502 castle where we review it. If it's boof, we'll let you know. If it's fire, we'll let you know.
But hey, we're not spending more than $40 or $50 at a time, all right? So if you think we're buying $50 eights, get the hell on out of here.
So what, he bought $52 for a quarter? The man's only a man.
And he just had a baby.
I'm just a man.
He's a dad now. You understand he's going to smoke a lot more weed with a child in his life.
So
they're stressful, these creatures.
Well, on that note, I got to tell you.
About it. It's tasty.
Tell me about it.
The last podcast that we did, at the very end,
I said...
My wife thinks she might be just going into labor. I'm telling you, right after we left that last podcast, we went right to the hospital and had him about 12 hours later.
Hallelujah, the power of High 502, guys.
That was the 29th, right?
28th.
28th, damn.
Yeah, nice try.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering why I was even bothering about asking when it was born, it's because I told Justin, who had a pool going on.
Oh, yeah, we had bets going on.
For his baby's birthday. And I said, look, man, I'm not a gambler. I like to spend my money where I'm going to get something back from it. So I said, look, dog, I'm not playing any money, but I think the 29th, that little dude's going to come out. I was close.
No, I'm saying we did the podcast on the 28th. He was born on the 29th. He was born on a Sunday, which was funny because we got back after being in the hospital for 3 days, and we looked on the calendar to write his birthday down, it was Parents' Day. How fitting.
Oh, my.
The more you know.
First, it's Communion Sunday. You know? He's not going to be Jehovah, but it's fascinating that he was born on a Sunday.
The day of rest. We were doing more than
the
resting.
The Sabbath.
Parents' Day, on top of that, I mean...
I thought that was pretty cool.
And the day that I said he was going to be...
Does that mean he's going to be your parents, or... How does that work now?
Tino, is he your uncle?
You know, at the rate that I'm living my life, sir, I think in about 6 years, he'll probably be the parent of me.
Oh, yeah. Honest review of this creme rosé.
You're gonna be a 30-year-old boy.
Yeah. It's fire.
So fire.
Also, I want to say this... I'm not a blunt man, but this grape swisher... kudos to you. At Swisher Sweets, send us some t-shirts, bro.
Hey.
Okay, what sizes again? Remember, 1XL, 2XLs, and as always, a woman's size medium.
But we have a new member of the High 502, and whether or not he knows how to speak or really do anything on his own, Jackson Ray Terwilliger is part of the High 502. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, we need a fucking baby-sized baby. I don't know how those fucking clothes work.
A baby-sized baby, her. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
That's the kind of shirt we need.
Can I get a Swisher Sweets onesie?
Yeah. If they don't make them, please. At Swisher Sweets, give us a little baby blunt wrap blanket.
Yeah.
I'll wrap little Jackson up in your little blunt wrap. It'll be adorable. I'll send them to you. It'll be great. 20 years from now, Jackson, you're going to be smoking with us on High 502 Podcast. It's going to be great. So to you, cheers to the future member of High 502,
cheers.
Jackson. Hey,
cheers, Jackson.
And we are drinking this week's bitch beer.
I'll
let Ryan Clark tell you about this today.
Oh my God, thank you so much for letting me sneak about it. This week is a spiked seltzer from Bon and Viv, located in Baldwinville, New York, home of Alec and Billy Baldwin. It's got 0 grams per sugar per can and is only 120 calories. And I'm not going to lie to you, we've been drinking White Claws a little bit, and this tastes pretty effing good compared to White Claw.
Yeah. Sorry, White Claw. Yeah. You've been fucking pushed out.
Yeah.
In first place.
They do sell packs of these. I saw 6 of these.
These are pints. These are seltzer pounders, bro.
These are 16 flat ounces. Look. They're 4.5% alcohol, which will get you pretty good if you drink like 10 of them.
Oh, which we can do. Don't worry.
And ladies and gents, if you're part of the feminist movement, you know this logo has 2 empowered mermaids on the front. And I'm
holding
just
the same trident.
So I'm just guessing that these are just empowered women. So, if you're a feminist
you'll
and
put
you
that
like
trident right through your heart, if you don't like spiked seltzer,
boom, fuck Putin, get yourself some Bon and Viv spiked seltzer.
Boom,
putting us
baby
up against Russia now. Yeah. What are you doing?
If you like the matriarchy, get yourself some Bon and Viv.
At Bon and Viv, hey, what's up? I want to let you know if you got any questions or comments, you can call them at 1-86 mermaids.
Oh, that's clever.
So here on High 502, we're not going to call them tonight, but we will soon. We'll let you know how that goes. Yeah.
You know, maybe for you woke babies, I just thought about this. And ladies and gentlemen, my ADHD medicine, I'm a little talkative. But if you go on the phone and you look at the keys, if you type 666, that will spell out mom. And I thought that was kind of crazy. So your hosteller walking in the building. Hopefully this time
the
he's not here to fuck
who
it up.
Was not invited.
Sir, we've got White Claws and I got a Rolling Rock handed to me. We got our homeboy from Washtenaw.
What's up, baby?
You know, well,
it's from Starbucks, really. He's got the Starbucks hoodie on. Starhawk, Washington. Way, thank you, sir. I've been looking for those fuckers for a while.
You know, we're still smoking on this blunt.
It's still going around, man. It's been probably
we need
about
a
10
heat
minutes.
Up. We need a heat up.
We do. You know what?
We're not.
We need the next product.
We need to talk about what's going on. And
yo, this is what I got you at Nature's Gifts for $6. I got a terp joint. You gotta go away from that.
Oh yeah.
I got a terp joint. It's in a premium infused joint. I got a watermelon one. The fucker was unsealed when I got it. So.
Damn.
Oh, high 502, please. Woo,
hey, we are calling you guys out. Start sealing your shit. That is a violation.
Hey. Who's the proprietor of this farm?
Okay, it says North Gardens. Their UBI number, boys and pen, boys and girls get a pen. It's 603-3586-0500-1-0001. The Terp Joint Company.
Who's the Terp Joint? Terp Joint, we can settle this right now. You can.
Sorry, you guys can't see it, but Sawyer Hostetler is holding a gigantic slug up to us right now.
Anyway.
Smells delicious, though, Terp Joint, so I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really excited about this watermelon.
Hey, just because they don't seal their packages doesn't mean it's not dank weed.
Hey, exactly. You know what? We can settle. I'll take your ass to court.
Is about to go out.
I'll take your ass to court right now, Terp Joint, or we can settle this with about 20 free joints if you want. We'll be cool. I don't have to blast you out or anything if you guys look bad. Either way.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Sir.
If you guys are fucking up, we will call you out for it. So,
and,
that's
you know,
where we are.
We spend our own money.
Who wants a dab?
I would like a dab,
We don't have a dab tool out here. That's one thing.
I can get you one.
Sir, let's get it going.
Go.
Oh, so you know what I went? with my $40
sword right there.
I actually spent $80 this week because I made two trips to the store, so I kind of say
so about 40 and 40
exactly.
Okay, and so my, you're just doing double what we normally do. No, it's cool. It's totally fine.
Yeah, no, I have to. You know what? It's what I was thinking. It was what I was thinking. Yeah, Justin,
I'm gonna get a lady some.
This is it's just. What do we got here? It's gonna fall off, so it's not super sticky. But this is some purple jack from Olean store, and I did some researching. And sorry, Clock, but it's got some jack rare in it.
Oh shit, he's gonna be crying before the end of the night.
So we got tissues on deck.
So many tissues.
I looked it up. It's a jack rare purple Kush mixture. Now this is concentrate, so mind you, it's a bit different from the flower. No. Terpene wise and everything, but it's supposed to have like a high mental energy, but also like a full body calm feeling. It's like the best of a sativa and a indica.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
And I did a little bit more research because I didn't know what purple Kush was. It's Hindu Kush and purple Afghani. It's straight up indica. It's like a land race almost because it grows in the Hindi mountains.
Right, the Hindu Kush Valley.
Could you imagine just Kush Valley walking up to the mountains every once in a while, grabbing some weed?
That's what they did back in the day, bro. Mm-hmm. Kids from Amsterdam and Europe, they went down the hash trail.
What a great time to be alive.
What a great time to be able to collect those strains, those seeds, all those land races, pioneers. And take them back and start breeding them and cultivating the specific terpenes and effects.
Those are the pioneers of the cannabis industry right there. What they just lace the fucking road. They paved the road for everybody who's going to come through and get new shit. Yeah. I love that.
It's, dude, I'm going to sound like a cliche 23-year-old millennial. I was born in the wrong goddamn age.
Oh, God.
I was born in the wrong era.
You cry more than Jackson. Get out of here.
Shit. My son don't cry as much as you.
Damn. Doesn't shit as much either.
Listen, I am a big fan of purple too, you guys. Once you start smoking purple and you know that smooth purple flavor from Granddaddy Purps specifically, it makes you want to fucking gum your pants.
Oh, my Lord.
So once you hit that smoothness, how's that blunt treating you, dog?
It's good. I just took an eye toke. You know, the eye tokes, they are they're a little painful.
Ah. It's almost as worse as getting sick smoke in your eye.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I've been able to not get sick smoke in my eye by switching over to the Juul. And I've got no Juul eye as well. Oh, you know what, ladies? I'm fucking up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this moment is brought to you by Juul.
Yeah.
Juul, the millennials love you.
Hey.
The millennials cigarette.
I'm going to be drinking White Claws and smoking Juuls when I'm 75 years old. That's just how we're doing it now.
Really, you want to make a bet right now, Tino, on air, 5 whole American dollars, that when you are 70 years old, White Claw will still exist. You're telling me this
dude,
brand?
I'll get 5 on that.
Here it is.
I'll go 5 that it won't be around. Wow. White Claw, but I'm going the other way.
White Claw, you got big shoes to fill right now,
so,
okay?
So, Tino, when you're 70, you come up to me and be like, White Claw's still in business. Give me my money, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll give you your money.
Yeah.
You know I'm good for it, bro. How dare you? Justin's also good for it. So,
Shit, ladies and gentlemen, we have D. Terwilliger walking into the room right now.
Oh.
Mind you, she just gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
And she looks great. She
absolutely stunning, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys help.
D, is there anything that you want to tell maybe
the world?
The world and maybe other...
Or the 5 people that listen to the show.
Or the other girls that are maybe going through pregnancy, motherhood right now. Do you have any words of wisdom?
Hang in there.
It'll be over soon.
Don't curse your husbands in the room. You know, they're there to help you. Hopefully.
It's a team experience.
Stop being boys and be a fucking man and raise your kids.
Hey,
sorry.
Hey, I was a kid whose father ran off on me, right? Don't be like that. I have tremendous mental issues from all this. I'm still not
recovered. You see what that does to your children, guys? Exactly. How dare you?
Be the best you can be.
Clock, are you taking this dab? Who's taking this dab?
No, I want Tino's dad who ran off to know that Tino grew up just fine.
And he's a great person.
Dad, if you're listening to this somehow,
coke, huh?
If you're listening to this somehow from the Walla Walla prison, hey, I miss you. And I'll see you in 2029.
Sorry, but I mean, you can still ride him though, huh? You got like 10 years of pen-palling to do before he gets out, so send it, you know?
Yeah, you better start whittling soap toys for your child.
You guys
something.
Are learning a lot about Tina tonight. Holy shit.
This episode is titled Tina Went Deep.
Episode 10, Spirits. Tina's Breakthrough.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Have a good
file, okay? Dee, how was that terp joint?
Oh, it's amazing.
Delicious.
$6 terp joint.
You know, though, I will say, I don't really taste the watermelon on it. I tasted just a barely hint of it. Yeah.
It's like a White Claw joint.
Yeah. I mean, not to call y'all out, but it ain't no terp stick.
Hey, I love
Sorry,
White Claws.
Sorry, guys. You know?
Yes, you're right. Well, the last time we were together, the terp stick was amazing.
Although, it is delicious. It is getting me stoned. So, you know, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more flavor, but you know, that's what happens some days.
Hey, and you know what? I did a re-listen to that last episode, and we did promise the people that we were going to say if that terp stick ran or not. We didn't.
It did not.
We did not say anything, but...
It did not run.
Because it didn't.
Makes me wonder, I think they've got a machine doing that.
You know, but, you know, I was actually having a conversation with somebody the other day about the terp sticks, and they were saying that wouldn't it make more sense that they would, like, put the concentrates in with the bud instead of, like, lining the papers with it?
Yeah, yeah.
That would make way more sense to me, too, so maybe that's their secret to making it run, because if you line the paper with distillate or any kind of wax, it might help it run a little bit better, but... It's still gonna run,
and it's gonna
because it's always gonna be uneven in some parts by human hand.
And if it's on the outside of the lining and it's not mixed in, it will also be very juicy and drip oil. And to be honest, I don't think that terp stick did that. It smoked like a regular joint. It was like
cooled down just a little too long. I got caught up talking about terp sticks.
Hey, that's okay, man. But fuck, I've done a lot of talking. I've done a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's cool, bro.
What about you? What did you get, sir? What are
Damn,
we...
Damn, homie. Thank you so much for asking. Well, just like you, I had $20 burning a hole in my pocket before payday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like grace of God. I don't know how that happened.
Right?
Yeah, sorry, Verizon.
You're on the right path,
yeah.
buddy.
Mercury must not be in retrograde, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Thank God for that. Now, I went to, I don't know what store I went to. Did we go to Nature's the other
day
on lunch break? And we got Kush Family Original Jungle Cake Turp Sugar.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this shit... For $20, put my ding dong in the dirt.
Dick
man.
In the dirt, dong.
So that was muddy water when I got out of that dirt. Shit
yeah.
was dirty.
With the discount, it was like not even $15.
That's right, industry. So you come all the way to Squim to get your Jungle Boys version of their wedding cake.
Dude.
It's so delicious. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. What am I smoking right now? What is this strain again? This dab I'm hitting?
Was it the one that I gave you, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's that Purple Jack from Oleum.
Okay. It is delicious.
Yeah.
It is burning so evenly, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on my second reheat. I did have to reheat a little bit because I was talking.
Turp sticks.
It happens. It happens.
But it hasn't lost its flavor yet.
Mm.
And I didn't even get to hit it when it was really, really full of flavor because I waited a little too long. But
sure.
It's still delicious. So... You guys are doing it right.
Oleum.
Yeah, yeah. Kush Family Originals Jungle
great.
Cake.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the label was the seal, so when I took the label off, I got high and lost it. But there was a QR code, which I thought, hey, I'm a QR nerd, so I tried to scan it, but I had damaged it too much in order to scan it. So once again, I have no information about THC content or anything, but that's fine. I also just brought you the Terp Stick, the watermelon-infused 1 gram joint we just smoked. Nature's Gifts, $5.99 on the discount, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good deal. He's right. It is like a White Claw. Just a hint of terp up on that bitch, but it smelled really good in the tube that was unsealed. Last but not least, I went ahead and got Cult Concentrates.
Wow. I've seen these guys a lot in the stores, and they got some pretty quirky packaging.
Craft Connoisseur Concentrates 1 gram of extract. I went for Sunset Sherbet. I want to say this, though. Sunset Sherbet, no R on the front.
Damn.
Then the label says Sunset Sherbert on the back with that R, which brings the classic argument. Is it Sherbert or is it Sherbet?
Sherbet.
I say
Sherbet.
You know what? I know it's Sherbet, but I say Sherbert because personally it just sounds like better. Sure, bet yeah. seems like you're cutting it short. Or
who's,
like,
who is this going to, by the way? Who's next on the dab cycle?
This is me. This is me.
Yeah. All
right. I just call it Sherb.
Sherb. Sherb for short. Sunset Sherb.
Eliminate that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I, and that sounds a lot better to me.
So, yes, I hooked that up. That was $28, I believe, for that gram. And it has 90% total. Mm. The terpene total says not available, which means they didn't want to pay for that extra test. Tina was talking about the packaging.
Come on, guys.
Wow. The packaging is nice with their plastic blister. It makes it stand up on its own so it never tips over.
Wow.
And they have these glass, looks like little jewels with their Colt logo on the bottom.
That's sick.
With a childproof lock with a rubber gasket on it.
But
you have to push down on it.
You have to push down and turn in order to close it.
But I noticed I did a little looking. I was a little nosy earlier. It's a plastic lid. Ladies and gentlemen, Colt, you have a nice, beautiful presentation, but why in the world, if you're spending the money for a glass encasement, why not just get a glass lid?
Because it costs less to make a glass encasement with a plastic lid than it does with a glass lid.
I'm gonna tell you, motherfucker.
It's pretty.
I'm gonna tell you, motherfucker, something here. I-502, we hate plastic.
We want to save those fucking turtles, all right? God damn it, get rid of this goddamn plastic! That's all I have to say.
That's been Tino's rant of the week.
I'm a passionate man.
He is a very passionate man. So.
Goddamn turtles, dude.
We're sorry, Colt, for his remarks. His remarks do not necessarily reflect the High 502 guys in any way.
You can just X out one extra large t-shirt.
Yeah, so send us one double XL, one XL, and as always, a woman's size medium.
Yeah. Hey. And a baby's baby.
Oh, the baby onesie. Yes,
the baby
Colt,
onesie.
That would be amazing to have a Colt concentrate baby onesie. That would be fucking sweet. Maybe Colt, send it.
Make it out of plastic.
You heard how much I loved your dad earlier. You know, I mean, I was ranting and ranting. I stopped everybody to talk about it. So,
sir, that was Olean.
Send a onesie.
That was a different company.
Hey, Olean. This black Jack's pretty good.
I'm sorry, I'm a little higher Jack. Now. Olean, yes. Sorry, Colt. I haven't tried you yet, but maybe I'll stop everybody and talk about you then.
If you're good enough.
Hey, guys, guess what? Mm-hmm. We're going to do another fucking dab.
Oh, hey,
is Colt? This is not Colt yet. This is Bush Family Original Jungle Cake. I'm making you fucking wait for this Colt.
Okay? He's teasing you.
You fucking want it bad, don't you? I'll fucking get it, but you gotta fucking wait, boy. All right, I'll fucking do it right goddamn now, but you gotta fucking wait.
Okay. Yeah, you will.
So while I'm heating up Jungle Boys, I'm gonna talk about a little news. Well, breaking news. Clock went on a 5-mile hike and forgot about the internet being muted.
Oh, shit.
But I will say, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
I looked on Reddit on the way here.
Okay.
And I found a Reddit study.
Perfect. Okay.
Based out of Massachusetts, the University of Massachusetts. This is what it showed. It showed once you stopped smoking pot that your cognitive function improved.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So what this means is, one, it did show, and this was amongst youth. They did a study of youth, of middle schoolers and high schoolers.
What?
They determined that 13% of middle and high schoolers use cannabis almost daily. That was an interesting fact.
Okay.
That's dope.
Okay? So that means there's some little Tinos and little Clocks and little Justins out there still. We still exist.
Hey, we're here for you.
15 years
in the
game.
World.
So what I'm talking about this is we're talking about these kids. So they did cognitive studies before while they're using daily cannabis. Then they stopped for 1 month. And during that month, they regained more cognitive function back. And their test scores went up to these particular tests they were taking. So which means one of two things. One, cannabis does affect short-term memory. Mm-hmm. We all knew that, right? Number two, it doesn't permanently damage this part of your brain. And it can regain function and improve.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's dope.
So,
hey.
What was I just talking about, man?
Yeah, right?
Ah, oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
Well, and that was the news.
You know what? Cox News.
Give me that torch. Let's get it up.
I will say, you know, I've been smoking pot since I was fucking 15.
Oh, that's
almost
nice.
Every day. And I'm 23 now.
Uh-huh. So you're 8 years in the game.
You guys work with me, right?
Yeah.
And you said short-term memory is what people lose?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so sweaty.
You know what? That makes sense. I was gonna try to battle that, but all I remember is just old shit. I just remember shit from in the past.
Yeah. You know, clock.
I'm a man living in the past.
You are a 20 plus year smoker.
Yeah, I started my first bowl when I was 14 years old. 14?
Okay, I started when 14, I was 16.
I'm now 38, so let's do the math. So 14 I am, to 24, 24 to 34.
I'm about 12 years in the game.
Yeah, I'm 24, is that to say?
Yeah.
14, I'm now 38. Okay, that is 24 years of consuming cannabis. Let me tell you something. I've stopped smoking cannabis for a total of probably 8 months total. I lived on an island in Michigan where there was no cannabis, and I stopped smoking for 8 months. Uh-huh. And then I decided to go a little bit longer when I got to the Grand Canyon. Uh-huh. So I stopped smoking for about 3 months. So that's 11 months. We all
heard the end of that story, which ended with smoking pot.
Someone was front boof. Someone is front boof in the front.
So anyway,
we still want to know.
24 years in the game. I'm a high motor individual.
He is.
It don't slow me down for nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I tell you something, Clock? Yeah. And this is for me to you. I'm sorry to cut you off, Tino, but I have to get this off.
Sure.
I have been working with you, Clock, for almost 2 years.
Solid, yeah.
Okay. And we just did the Clock's news, which said, yes, that cannabis can mess up your, or not mess up, but slow down your cognitive ability, right? Absolutely. That's why your short-term memory
dilute goes. It, for sure.
But can I say, working with you almost the last 2 years, I have come to realize that you are one of the smartest people I have ever met.
Oh, give me a high five, Jay.
And thank you. You know, like you said, cannabis ain't slowing this guy down. So it really shows that when it comes to your cognitive ability, it really is up to the individual and their body chemistry. Because you could probably remember a little bit more than I can, you know. I don't think that far out, you know. So what I'm saying is, cannabis, some of the most intelligent people in the entire world smoke cannabis.
Absolutely,
and
dude.
It does. It's not going to hinder you as a person, as long as you use it to motivate yourself and it helps focus you, because. When I was going through college, I can tell you straight up, I got through it by smoking cannabis. Because it was the only thing that made me focus, and I got straight A's.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. The only way I got through the Army was smoking weed.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? On a serious note, though, what I was going to say is I have not worked next to Clock as long as Justin. Not even a year yet. Almost. I will say, this man is a decade older than I am, and I am not the youngest one in the room. We both work in the same room. Mm-hmm. This guy is, and we have footage. We have cameras rolling 24, 30, 172 days of the year. This fucking guy runs laps around all of us. Everybody, and you know what? I'm not shaming his body, but he's a bigger guy, and he's making us look like motherfucking weasels, bitches. Dog.
Yeah.
So cannabis, fuck you. I love you, but it doesn't make you lazy. If you're already a lazy fucker like me, and you get high, you're gonna be an even lazier fucker.
Unless you get that motivation.
That's right. This is a PSA to all of you out there sitting on your fucking couch. Get up and do something with yourself. It ain't the cannabis's fault you got couch lock.
And it doesn't matter what you love to do. Just do it every day.
Yeah.
That's it. You will be great at whatever you do as long as you do it every day. Be that working somewhere, drawing, making music, doing whatever you want. We make a podcast every 2 weeks. It's not every day, although I'd love it to be.
It would be dope.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my God. We'd be so good by now. We're episode 10 and we're still figuring it out. But, you know, we're getting there.
It would be awesome. That's great.
It's an awesome process to go through this with you guys every week.
No. Or get every that 2 weeks. Kush Family Originals Jungle Cake.
I will.
I took a hit of it.
Preach it.
I'm
a little more.
Down just a little
I
more.
Took a hit of it, and you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I love sugar wax. You know why? Because it looks good. It kind of glistens like diamonds. Makes me feel like a bougie bitch.
But you know what? Bougie on us?
For 50 fucking bucks, it got me so high. My dick is in the dirt. Like a carrot. Dick in the dirt in the nighttime. Woo, woo! And you know what? It tasted fucking pretty damn good. It's earthy. Don't think this is some fucking...
Oh, no, God.
Don't think...
I thought that had a bottom on it.
Ladies and gents, we almost put a plastic... Fuck plastic.
Yeah.
Top on the nail.
See what happens, Colt? Yeah, we put plastic near stoners. We put it on average. But no, no harm, no foul. We're cool.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. No, no PCBs up in his lungs. Just THC. Yeah. We good. We good. Guys, you guys made me feel so good.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Everyone out there knows it's nice to feel good.
It is.
So thank you.
And you know
that
what?
That was delicious, that, by the way.
It's not bad, right? It was
very smooth.
This is Tino.
I'm going to cough, but.
This is Tino Goes Deep.
It's not bad.
And you know what? Here's a little deeper about
not
me.
Not bad at all.
I'm 23, and working with these cats at work, working on an I-502 farm, you know what? I feel like I've already kind of figured out the answers to, like, what some people are trying to find at 40, a little younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of what will make you happy and what to do so you're not worrying about shit, but. I mean, I feel truly blessed to be where I'm at, honestly, and I love where I'm working. If you can join the I-502 industry and you want to, that's just go right. For it, man.
Hey, what store gives you the best discount? That's what I want to know. Yeah. You can email us at high502guys@gmail.com, because like, there's some places that you go and it's like, oh, it's 10%. You're like,
Dockside Soto, buddy.
Dockside Soto, exactly. His favorite's Dockside Soto. Mine now, how much too. Does Dockside Soto give you? 35?
No, 30, 25? If you are a I-502 employee, the last time I went in there, they were like, oh, you work for a vendor? Hold on a second. Dude went in the back, came out with a little business card. It said 30% off. It was good for so many months, which I think is very smart because the I-502 industry tends to spit people out.
Sure.
That don't belong in it, I guess.
It's a cutthroat industry.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're really cool and they love their vendors. And if you have flour in their store, they will treat you very well.
Yo.
And if you're a customer, they will treat you very well.
Deals, vendor discounts, I want to hear it all day. But one thing that Soto does, Dockside, and one thing I want to know more about, email us, high502guys@gmail.com. What store doesn't fucking tax you for taking money out of the ATM? Dockside Soto doesn't.
They
zero
do
bucks.
And we've
zero.
About that.
Dude, free cash back. You don't got to go to Safeway or Walmart.
Listen, you do not know how far I will drive to save $5.
Oh, dude.
You know?
Kidding.
So tell me about it. Maybe Buckley's got
the
hookup.
The
yeah, exactly.
To save $5 at the ATM.
Exactly. I'll drive the Yucky.
I don't care. So yeah, Dockside Soto, you're doing it right.
Amazing people. And I know one of your homies is rocking a can of sweaty.
Oh, her.
Wear that with pride, sir.
Yeah, I bet you everybody's jealous of that one.
Oh, I would be.
Yeah.
I would be.
You know what I'm jealous of?
What are you jealous of, Clark?
Your meme of the week.
Meme of the week. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
It got you good, huh?
Earthy.
This meme of the week. I'll let you know the format. It's in a tweet. Two photos, and I got it from my homie Landon. Landon Bo, if you're listening, thank you so much, dude.
At Landon Bo.
Yeah. The tweet is, whoops, I just dropped my bachelor's degree that I use for my minimum wage job. And
that's pretty good.
It's a picture of Danny DeVito picking up a photoshopped fucking diploma and picking it up and showing it to a girl.
And I thought
that's
that
so
was
so dumb.
Fucking, yeah. I thought it was so fucking funny because it was so stupid. And that's how my humor works, people.
Oh, man,
I know
good.
Most of my memes are to the normal pretty shitty. But you gotta understand, I've had so much childhood trauma and my brain cells, they're not all there, so my humor is at a standstill level.
It really does apply to society, though, because you spend like 8 years in college to get a fucking bachelor or a master's degree. I don't remember which
yeah.
one. But you spend so much time in college and you get out and you end up working at fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like, you have a master's degree, but nobody's hiring.
No one.
You know, especially in the big populated areas like New York and places like that. It's hard to find a job.
Another cutthroat industry. Yeah. Is when you get a
That's just life, diploma. Man. Life's cutthroat.
Yeah, it is.
You have to be a top dog.
I went to school with a girl who went to an Ivy League college, Dartmouth.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Good for her.
She majored in Greek
mythology.
Greek mythology or like Greek like history or some shit like that. Something along those lines. What kind of fucking job are you gonna get? You gonna be a curator?
You're wrong.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? So it's look, there's a difference between like wanting to do something that interests you and that's completely fine. But I think maybe having your life solely based on something because you think it's fun, I don't know if that's a great idea because you got to have a form of income, and
you know you can always go back, go to work, and then get back home and study Greek mythology.
Sure.
And delve very deep into it for a couple hours a day. Like I said, do what you do every day.
Yeah.
And you'll always be great at it. And when other people want to be Greek mythologists or sea fishermen or whatever, you know, if they do it every day, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
But life definitely ends up bringing you different opportunities if you put it out there. You know, if you manifest it, it'll happen for you. If you do it enough and you want it bad enough and you work hard for it,
yeah,
then you'll get where you want to go.
That's what I'm realizing, man.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've been wanting to work in the cannabis industry. I've been in it for 2 years, and I had been wanting to work in it for almost 10.
Yeah.
It was like 9 years that I was trying to get into this industry.
I've had 29 different jobs before this one. I've worked in 5 different states. I've been on so many interviews and I've handed my resume to thousands of people trying to find my place in this world. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm in the I-502 industry growing cannabis and seeing it grow, I know that I have purpose. And this is something that I can wake up and do every single day and bring it hard every single day. Because you're actually literally seeing the passion, your passion for hard work, it grows.
Yeah.
You can see it. When our master grower grows the Skittles 4 times, and the 4th time is better than the first.
Oh, man.
You can see the progress.
And it's one of the proclaimed hardest strains to grow.
Shouts out to Meds One.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
At Meds One on Instagram. This guy's got a green thumb like a fucking potato.
He just got shouted out by High Time. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Multiple High Time features. Magazine-wise, Instagram-wise.
Dope Cup-wise.
Dope Cup-wise, he's going to be at the Hemp Fest next weekend that takes place.
Oh shit! Today's trigger word. Hemp Fest. Yeah, that's right, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to all be there.
Canna Organics is proud to announce that we are a sponsored booth at the Hemp Fest 2019/Dope Cup Awards. And I really am so proud to announce. And I don't know if any of the big wigs, high rollers, are going to be at this event. But ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find Tino Caceres, 1/3 of the High 502 party, at a VIP exclusive cannabis party.
Oh, shit.
Friday the 16th. I have no idea where it's at. That's how exclusive it is. I will be told the day of. And I'm so excited.
I went last year, man. It was fucking awesome. Millionaires. Yeah, please.
Ladies and gents, you know I'm going to be in there networking.
Growers. Fucking chemists. Dude, so many people like passing around dabs from different companies. So many heady rigs. It's the only place I've ever been to in my life where it was outside and the whole fucking patio was hotboxed.
Holy shit.
Wow. So much smoke. It was amazing, dude. I took my wife. That was when we went to Seattle for the first time together. That was fucking awesome, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so, like before I said, I feel truly blessed to be a part of this experience. And you know I'm going to network. You know I'm going to go in there. I'm going to look my best. I'm going to talk my best. You know what? I'm not even unless it gets offered to me, I'm not going to be fucked up before this. You know why? Because I'm trying to get myself a woman size medium t-shirt to hang with my dogs in the night.
Those are some good life goals, Tino.
I like that. That's delicious.
And then on Saturday, August...
Who was that?
That's cold. That's cannabis. Cold. That's Sunset Sherbert.
Ooh. It's good. On the 16th or the 17th, I'm sorry, you'll catch all three of us from noon to 8 with our fucking coworker Sawyer Hossettler at the booth at Hempfest running it up.
I will be there on Sunday.
Oh, Justin Twirly will be there Sunday.
I would love to be there all 3 days to, you know, send for the company and do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a kid. Yeah. I can only afford to go one day. So I'm going to send it on Sunday. We have the dope cup. And we get the awards. Because I know we're going to get awards.
Oh, yeah. You know we will.
And I'm going to have a great time.
Dude.
I'm going to have a great time at the booth with you guys.
It'll be awesome. And so Clock and I and our coworker, Sawyer, will be there the 17th. Noon to 8. Catch us there at the booth.
That's right. We'll be there all day. Okay. Taking pictures. Talking terps. Answering any questions you have. We can't necessarily promote anything, but we can answer honestly any question given to us. So we want them questions. I've been studying about all sorts of stuff like bubbles and munchie pairings and where Biscuit Bitch is located in Seattle.
Yep.
Right by Pie Spice Market.
Yeah.
So I have every answer you got. Woo! Question you need.
And while we can't legally just give you guys free product, and we wish we could, because I know we would have so many people hooked on our cannabis if we could just freely give you guys samples, but we can't do that. But what we can do at the HempFest booth is we can give you some dope-ass swag. I'm talking hats, pins for your hats, beanies, shirts, tank tops, sweats, you name it. We got everything, man. If you want to come by, Sawyer's going to be there. He'll be hooking you up with all this swag.
Yes, sir. Best in the Northwest.
Like I said, we can't actually give you cannabis, but what we can give you is some dope-ass swagger and a hell of a good time.
That's right.
Come fuck with us. Canna Organics.
Well, boys, so far so good.
You got
we've smoked some creme rosé. Tino, you about ready to spark up that wedding cake joint or what?
Yeah. You know what? So I picked up and I'm so, you know, I had to call early at Nature's Gift because Canna was doing their drop of wedding cake. And I said, oh shit.
They drop creme rosé and wedding cake in the same drop?
What? Yeah. Above the status quo of dropping.
Beyond the status quo. And you know what? I said, hey, Anne Mariah at Nature's Gift, can you please save me an eighth of wedding cake and a gram of creme rosé? And you know what? When I got to the store, I looked at our little menu. Wedding cake on eighth was crossed out. I was kind of scared. But guess what? I had a bag in the bag with my name on it.
She saved you one. Shouts out to Anne Mariah.
She's not only a great bud tender, but she hooks it up.
Yeah.
She makes sure you get what you need for what you want.
She's like the Sam Malone of the... No, no one. This guy understands. That's a Cheers reference, everybody. Okay, anyway.
I was a Cheers kid.
I was a Cheers kid, too. There you go. At Cheers. We need t-shirts. Okay? All right. You know what size is there. Shirt,
Ted Danson on it any day.
Bro, you give me a Shelley Long fucking behind the bar... I'll fucking rock that bitch. Okay, Cold Concentrates. Guess what? All three of us have smoked your shit, and we think it's delicious.
Delicious! Okay, now, Cole, again, I'm going to bring it back. That's a Cold Concentrates onesie. Okay? I loved it. I would love to rock it. You know, I would love to put it on my newborn. So, you know, send it. That would be awesome.
Now, I smoked a lot of Sunset Sherb. And I've smoked a lot of Jack and a lot of Granddaddy Perps. So when you, sometimes when you smoke it, you go, no, it does not really taste like Sunset Sherb. But nay, I have not felt that way tonight.
No.
This tastes exactly like Sunset Sherb would.
Gassy. Sweet.
Exactly. Sweet. Woo! Gassy. Fruity.
You know, I picked up this wedding cake, like I said. And I believe I paid $30 for the 30, 35% off. I did some research.
It's delicious.
It's amazing. And it's also known as pink cookies. So it goes by two different
names. Really? I've seen pink cookies around. I didn't know it was wedding cake.
I had no idea either.
Interesting.
A year ago, I had bought an eighth of some pink, or maybe two. Wow, 2 years ago. An eighth of some pink cookies, I forget the farm name, I'm sorry, at the Hidden Bush. And I was smoking blunts heavily. And you know what? That pink cookies got me high as hell. And so I did a little research. It's a genetic cross of Girl Scout cookies and cherry pie. And I'm thinking, cherry pie? Like, I know Girl Scout cookies. I know Burner. I know all that. Cherry pie, what's that? It's Granddaddy Perp and Durban Poison. So I was like, wow, we got some hard-hitting indica in the house today. And the Girl Scout cookies, obviously, Durban Poison and OG Kush. So, man, it's beautiful taste, beautiful smoke.
Delicious.
It has a relaxed, happy, euphoric, uplifted feeling when you smoke it. And I'm getting that.
And you know what's weird? It smells like canned frosting.
You know, it's supposed to have a vanilla note to it.
Yeah, this particular phenotype has some heavy vanilla on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, honestly, it smells like Pillsbury, Duncan Hines, canned frosting.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to go spread it on some graham crackers for a ghetto fucking treat. Shout outs to graham crackers.
Ooh.
At graham crackers.
T-shirts. Yeah.
I'm talking Honey Maid, okay? I'm talking Teddy Graham.
How about chocolate?
Oh,
chocolate grams?
Come on, dog, look at me. Of course I love chocolate grams.
Yum.
Should I? Hell yeah. But cinnamon are my favorite. Just saying.
Oh,
Spike
shit.
Seltzer's got me feeling it. Fuck yeah.
Hey, Tino, how much time do we have left, buddy?
Sure, we got 14 minutes left.
Okay, so I feel like it's appropriate for story time.
Before we do that, sir, just because of how shitty my phone is, I would like you guys to kind of try to gather around me.
Okay.
We have the glass artist of the week.
Oh, shit.
And I found him on my Explore page, and he's very similar artwork to the last guy we had, but very different in the same sense. Very intricate. Line work, different, like almost Rubik cube squares. But one thing, and I thought you would enjoy this, Justin, is if you see this,
let's check it out.
He has like some sort of form,
like a diamond,
yeah. out of all his pieces, but it's always a different
That's
shape.
A signature, man.
And so I took a lot.
That's real nice, man. He's got some good tech. Wow.
It's a cool...
Two underscore glass. You are doing it right, buddy.
Yeah, and I DM'd him in hopes that he would hit me back because he wasn't like a huge artist. He didn't have like 50 or like, he didn't have like 100,000. So I was like, maybe he'll like get this and, you know, see
my
message.
Are we asking for like a discount and we will promote his shit every episode?
No, that'd be dope.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't go that far.
We could do that.
I think he's just giving a shout out.
I honestly was asking him how much his prices went for, and I was going to say, yeah, Clark, if you want to, like I said.
It's two-stroke glass.
Look at.
The official pipe of Canor, of High 502.
Do you?
That could be you.
Look at all that. That's it.
No.
Sorry, get the hell out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not this week, buddy.
Well, there's honorary troll at Sawyer Hostetler.
Soy boy Haas.
Clock, did you see all this?
Grand baby, come on.
It looks like fish scales.
Yeah,
dude,
it's
beautiful.
Very nice work.
And he also, like I said,
I
he
love
does
that orange.
He has he puts
what the
like
hell
a
is that? Is that like
it's a like
giant
a diamond
crystal?
It's like a crystal diamond. He
looks
puts,
like if you grab it, it's snap though.
That's fucking sick.
Oh,
dude,
but
if it's heady, then you're going to be careful with it anyways.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm imagining if I had to.
Okay, well, listen, that shit's pretty da baller.
Yeah.
I just said da baller.
It's a baller.
Da baller.
We out here. So.
That's tight, man.
Was
who's that again?
Two_stroke_glass. So I'm maybe thinking maybe this guy's a dirt bike dude. Maybe he's an ATV rider. I don't know. But your glass is fucking awesome, dude.
Send him back a message, 2-stroke, and let us know what you do.
Love to hear back from you, man.
If you hear this.
So
you
story do. Time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's what hear stories it. Should we be telling today? Have we told the story of first dabs yet?
No, we have not.
I don't think we have.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So, Clock, I'd like to start with you. What was your first dab, buddy?
Dude, you Doctor Strange me. Now I'm opening the portal and trying to put myself in there. Well, let's see. 2014, I think,
go a little longer.
My first dab. So, the thing was, is I...
2014, you said?
2014.
Okay.
Yeah, 2014, I got my medical marijuana card. And I was growing pot. And I was... My first impression was like, I'm true to the flower. Flowers of the earth.
Sure.
I'll never smoke concentrates. That was my first impression. Well, I saw people making what they called oil. Honey oil. And it was kind of dark and it was very syrupy. Yeah. And sometimes it crackled. And they were like... Their teeth were all fucked up. And they
like had their wax all over.
When they talked. Just like general general hygiene. Yeah. So like, you know, if you see Jabba the Hutt eating shit, you're like, I don't really want to eat what he's eating. Right? But anyway, so honey oil, I was like, I'm a plant man. I'm a plant-based person. But I got my medical marijuana card, and we went to the 2014 Dope Cup, which was located at a glass studio right next to the Costco-sized Goodwill, okay? And they had an all-you-can-smoke dab bar. And I remember hitting the PHO out of this giant quart-sized jar, and it was called Jolly Rancher. And there's about six or seven farms there, and you could just smoke over and over and over again.
Nice.
And I got so high that the first thing I did... Hold on one second. Let me hit this wedding cake.
How's that tasting?
Delicious. I got so high that the first thing I did was go to each street food vendor that was there and have one product from each street food vendor. Uh-huh. And I kicked it off. I ended it with a spicy stromboli, red pepper. Delicious. And I got some massive reflux issue with red pepper. But the Jolly Rancher got a hold of me. And I was like, stromboli, fuck it. Okay? I love it. And then that's when like the acid reflux kicks in and I'm high as shit on dabs. Justin. I throw up all of the street food and then I'll have puke all down my face and I'm sweating my fucking face off and I'm screaming for my friend to come. I'm like, Megan, come take me home. And bless his heart, he put me in the car and then he went back to go party, you know?
Yeah.
But he put me in the car. Found my old Saturn and then drove me home like Short Round in Indiana Jones. Wow. My car's seat was locked, like it wouldn't move.
You call him Mr. Jones, lady. Yeah,
and like we're not talking wood blocks on his feet, but he had to sit on like four sleeping bags and other things to elevate himself up enough to be able to push the pedals. So it definitely
looked like, no, is he a short guy?
Company. He is a short guy.
He's not the bagel guy, is he?
No, he's not. He's not that bagels. So there you go. That was my first real dabbing experience.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That was
now,
great.
Justin, what was yours?
My first experience dabbing, that was probably like 2013. And I went over to a buddy's house, and he had asked me if I had ever tried wax.
We're gonna go past an hour for this one.
And I asked him what wax was, because at that time, I was just smoking weed. You know, I was pretty ignorant to the rest of the drugs. And, he was like, dude, it's concentrated THC from weed. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll try some of that. So he gave me a big old glob, and it wasn't like super light or like brownish, but it wasn't really dark either. It was kind of like in the middle where it was like a reddish brown.
Yeah, I see.
And I dabbed it, and that was the highest I've ever been, except for... One of the stories that I told, I'm pretty sure, about when I hit that fucking gravity bomb. But, yeah, that sucked. but, yeah, no, the dab got me super lit, and I actually didn't like it at first, because I felt way too high.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't know at the time about the temperature of the nail.
Sure.
I didn't know any of that shit, so I hit it, like, right after it stopped being red.
Yeah,
right?
Bang, how far have we come?
Yeah. It evaporated in one breath, and it was a pretty good glob. You know, it made me feel really sick. Yeah. Honestly. Really? But then I started like watching people online and I saw that they were waiting to do the nail.
Yeah.
So then I started doing that, and after hitting low temp, I really loved it. It's great. So
you had been doing low temp for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Years.
Okay. Okay.
Years.
You guys. That was a really great story. That was awesome. Tito, when was your first time dabbing?
Man, this my first time dabbing is, the story is a little weird, to be honest. I think it was like a fucking Tuesday or some shit. I don't know whose that is.
No, that's Justin's.
Oh.
Sorry.
You want one?
Yeah, I do.
So, I think it was like during the school week, and I just was like, it's senior year. It was 2014 as well. I thought that was so weird. That was that when you had your first dab. And I said, fuck it, I'm not going to school today. Like, nothing important is happening. So, I didn't go to school, and honestly, I was out of weed. And I was like, shoot, how can I get some weed? Like, how can I get some weed? Who has weed? Who has wax? And I asked a friend that I went to high school with. I won't say his name. His initials are AP. But I asked him, hey, dude, do you have any weed for sale? And he goes, no, but I have wax. And I was like, oh, shit. I've never dabbed before. And he goes, oh, well, I'll fucking just dab you out, you know, because since, you know, you probably don't have a dab rig or anything like that.
So first time,
he just dabbed me out. And I was like, cool. I probably had like a quarter tank of gas in my Corolla, and he lived up past the visitor center. And so I'm going up there, and he's like, all right, yeah, cool. I don't have any wax on me. We have to go get it from the homie. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so we drive to the homie's house, and he texts him or Snapchats him, but he doesn't respond. So we just roll up to his house anyway. And I thought that was really weird. And he wasn't there. And he goes, okay, hold on. I have one last guy I can go to. He hits him up. And sure enough, he replies. We go to his house. And it was a dude who got me stoned for the first time at lunch. He was a guy who I'd go around at lunchtime sophomore year smoking weed out of like a fucking pop can. And so, yeah. So he's a really good friend of mine as well. So we get to his house, dap it up. We go into his room. They have a like a bong with a dab nail in it. And they all take a dab, and then they serve me up. And I think it was just shatter at the time. It was in some parchment paper. And I remember taking the dab, just like Justin, like as soon as it was done being read, just go in for it. So I coughed like a fucking bitch. And it was just like fucking crazy, man. I'll be honest. Like, I was so fucking high. We freestyled after. I was like, high enough so I could I was high enough like I could freestyle still. But one thing that was weird on the way is like this kid was like athletic, AP, and during school, and then like I guess had a lot of acid before senior year.
Oh shit.
And I remember he was talking to me. You guys are familiar with Absol, the rapper.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember on the way to, like, the first house, so, like, not even anywhere near close, like, leaving or departing ways, he told me, like, he had never met Absol, but thought that him, they were both kindred spirits, and that they would meet at that moment when they would meet, they would be homies. And when the aliens came, they would contact those. They would contact them, and they would build a spaceship.
Damn,
outside of Earth with like only metal you can find in space.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't even 11 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't even fucking high. And I was like, "Yeah, man."
That's how bad he wanted to get high.
So that was my dab experience. It was fucking weird.
That was a fucked up experience, Tino.
And I was uncomfortably high, but it was cool. And yeah,
I will say I'm really proud of us guys, because I think we went through a creme rosé blunt. We went through a wedding cake joint. We went through a turp joint, infused watermelon 1 gram joint. We all hit Oleum's Purple Jack. We all hit fucking Kush Family Originals Jungle Cake. We all fucking hit Cult Concentrates Sunset Sherbert, and there's still fucking time left in this hour. We're getting really good at this.
We had three story times, and man, we tested out the bitch beer.
And listen, Spike Seltzer, it's really good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Spike Seltzer,
hook it up. We definitely need to be sponsored by you.
Bon Viv.
But guess what, White Claw? We went right back to you as soon as it was done. We need multi-packs of you, Spike Seltzer. Mm. Okay.
Include mango in your variety pack, damn it. I don't care if it has to be an 18-pack. Include mango.
Hear that? That's strategizing. Right there.
Maybe a 15-pack. That'd be interesting.
So we're not shedding tears.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to be with you tonight here on episode 10, Tino's Breakthrough.
Yeah. We don't know when we got cut off. All we know is it happens sometimes on this app.
Yeah, pretty much every time. Yeah.
Anchor, we love you, but maybe extend it to 90 minutes.
Like 2 hours worth of material so we can stop midway. You know, that would be nice. Can you cater to us one podcast?
Yeah. Zero sponsor, 46 cents worth of earnings.
It's 53 now. Woo!
You. Woo! 59, actually.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Man, we all saw it at different times. What up? Woo! It just keeps going up.
We loved everything we smoked. Canna Organics, keep growing. Concentrates, keep blasting. Terp stick, seal your shit up. Jungle cake.
No, not terp stick.
Oh, I'm sorry, Terp joints, seal your shit up. Kush Family Originals, yummy.
Yummy. Terp sticks, you're doing fine. Yummy.
Spike Seltzer, hell's the ass.
Seriously. Stop it. White Claw. Mermaid's got me swimming.
White Claw, you're lovely. Add mango to the variety pack. That's all I'm saying. 15 packs, we'll get them.
Hey, yeah, he'll even make it an 18-pack. Fuck it.
I'll pay extra.
No, he will, too. I've seen it.
Well, and on that note, we love you. Till next 2 weeks from now. Until next payday, keep smoking that rec weed, but don't buy Boof.
Woo! Don't buy Boof. No Mexican dirt weed, no Reggie.
Not here.
Go for Dank, Chronic, Delicious.
Yum. Send it.
All
right. Well, for the High 502 guys, I'm Clock. This is Justin. That's Tino.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Well, wait, the fuck is that?